The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at chadolsonshow.com. That's www.chadolsonshow.com. Log on now.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Paris prosecutor's office has confirmed to NBC News that a former modeling agent linked to Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his prison cell this morning. The office says that it appeared Jean-Luc Brunel, quote, died by suicide because he was discovered dead from hanging himself with his sheets. NBC's Raf Sanchez is joining us. This is astounding to hear, Raf, this breaking news, especially considering the fact that he died exactly the same way Jeffrey Epstein did as well, and also that he wasn't necessarily on suicide watch facing these charges. Talk.
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein's one of his main conduits of procurement, Jean-Luc Brunel, who'd been a modeling agent and a photographer, somebody who'd credited with discovering some of the most talented and beautiful ingenues in the European modeling scene, found dead in his prison cell. And this coming on the heels, you remember Prince Andrew signing this compensation deal with Virginia Roberts Giuffre in the wake of the Ghislaine Maxwell verdict. And all of this fits so neatly together. And you know, you have to understand and realize, if you're Ghislaine Maxwell, you have to realize that your time is probably coming as well. And what do you know? None of the cameras worked in the facility that where Jean-Luc Brunel was being held. Nothing capturing his time of death or the manner in which he was executed in his suicided situation in his prison cell there in Paris, France. Not a single bit of it was captured on film, just in exactly the same way that the Epstein situation was covered up in that Manhattan prison facility back in 2018. This is exactly the methodology. They're clearing up the loose ends. Prince Andrew's cut the deal with his accuser, and now they're going to make everybody else go away so they can sweep this all under the rug. And this is what I've tried to tell patriots from the outset, that we're not in the midst of this great victory over the pedophile elite. The Luciferian pedophiles are doing everything they can to cling to power and control. This is not a victory lap by the Patriots set. We're not there yet. They are still firmly in control of the leverages necessary to cover up their crimes, and the clampdown will be swift. It will be draconian. It's going to be 1,000 times worse than any of the dystopian visions that we know about. The things that we read about with Orwell and Aldous Huxley and even the Matrix itself. What's to come for humanity is going to be worse than anything that they envisaged or described in those seminal fictional works. We're not winning right now. That is, and anybody who says that we are is working for the other side. And I said this about the Q phenomenon from the very outset. The quickest, easiest way to make sure that your opposition doesn't fight back is to have somebody injecting their head full of disinformation about inevitability of victory and the fact that they're going to win no matter what happens. Want to get them to sit on their hands and do nothing? Well, just tell them the battle's already won and that nothing can stop what's coming. That is what the Q phenomenon did, and that's what they've done throughout the time when they were formulating the perfect coup d'etat against Donald Trump, the COVID-19 pandemic, to be able to rig the election with the endless postmarked and backdated ballots and the ballot drop boxes and all of the chicanery necessary to be able to steal the battleground states in the blue city centers. They accomplished every single bit of it. They're winning on every possible front. The only area where they're losing is in the court of public opinion. You can't trample elderly women with Clydesdale horses and crush their spines and expect to still be winning in the court of public opinion. But I promise you, court of public opinion no longer matters, because you'd have to have free, fair, and open elections for the court of public opinion to have any meaning whatsoever in this war, this battle for culture and for political supremacy and the future of mankind. They're moving forward with their depopulation agenda. We're going to transition from viruses to a simple drop out of the infrastructure and control grid. Starvation of tens, if not hundreds of millions, if not billions, and the final collapse of civilization and society. Find the podcast, it'll all be Russia's fault. Russia, 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 Russia. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Chad Olson Show.